Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. Tammy, we had an exciting couple weeks here.
Yeah, you officiated your first wedding.
Yeah, so we got to go down. My elderly mother, I say elderly, she's 81, which is, I don't know if elderly is probably a good word for her yet. What do you think?
She's getting there, yeah.
Yeah, she asked us actually for a favor to officiate a wedding for some close friends of hers. And she lives on a remote farm, so it's a four-hour drive from St. Louis. So we loaded
Appleton
up all the—
Appleton City.
Yeah, close to Appleton City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's about an hour and a half past Sedalia, so we load up. You know, five kids plus us in the car.
And the dog. Can't forget the
dog.
And the dog, yeah.
Not a small dog. And took 4 hours each way plus all the stops and everything. So the kids spent, a good 9 hours in one day in the car.
Right.
Fun time.
They actually did pretty well.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Minus the tick infestation.
Well, we were a good team for the wedding, I guess, first off, because you took pictures and you did a lot of the decorations for it.
Yeah, they were pretty simple. Country wedding, and wanted something special, and I saw wildflowers out there, went out and
made her bouquet for her, all that.
She didn't have any of that stuff.
Now, you mentioned tick infestation.
Yeah.
All right, hit on that, because I think that was pretty funny.
Well, sort of. It wasn't funny, no. But, we're out in the farm. Kids don't ever get out in the farm life, but Grandma had tick situation. I mean, she had some tick stuff.
My mom almost died last year from ehrlichiosis and Lyme disease, and she almost died because ticks are pretty bad out there where she lives.
So when Grandma says don't go to the lake, I'm going to listen.
Right,
but Doug chose not to.
Right, so I drive my car.
All the kids.
Drove my car to the lake. Through the brush and everything, and our dog decides to jump in the lake. So didn't want her back in the car. So the kids decided to walk back with the dog.
Which Grandma said not to do.
Right. She specifically said not to do. So there were hundreds of
seed ticks.
They were the smallest seed ticks I've ever seen. So trying to get, the dog has them everywhere, and you can't see them in the dog's fur.
Mm-mm.
So trying to get them cleaned up before we had to get in the car to try to drive home.
Yes.
That part wasn't fun.
No. Nope. To end that trip.
So as we're talking about, elderly, and as, my mom has reached retirement age, I've had to help her through several of the important ages surrounding retirement. And I thought that would be a good thing, Tammy, for us to cover.
I think so.
Is what are the different ages that are important that people need to consider when it comes to retirement?
Right, what the benefits are and all that. Yep.
Yeah, so let's start out. First one is age 21. Okay, you have to be 21 years old before you can start to contribute to a 401k plan.
Right.
So that was interesting. I didn't know that until I started researching it.
Right. And then, so you want to go to 55?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's go to age 55.
So age 55, I mean, this is a number that people really kind of already know, but retirees who leave their job during the calendar year, the year that they turn 55 or later, can take the 401k, but not IRA withdrawals. So without having to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty. So that's an interesting distinction.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting distinction because I knew that at 59 and a half, you could start to take withdrawals
from an IRA.
Well, yeah, but I didn't realize that at 55, you could start to withdraw from the 401k until I read this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then the next age is 59 and a half. So at 59 and a half, now you can start to take IRA withdrawals too without the 10% penalty.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so then the next age is 62. Sorry. This is when workers become eligible to sign up for Social Security benefits at age 62. So however, your payout is going to be reduced if you begin payments at this age. So for example, a baby boomer born in 1950 who signs up at the age of 62 will get 25% less per month that he or she would have gotten if they would have waited until 66 to claim it.
Right. So the longer you can wait, the more money you get
right.
from Social Security.
Right.
So the next important age was 65. Mm-hmm. Okay, because at 65 is when Medicare eligibility begins. And here's what's interesting about it is the initial enrollment period for Medicare starts 3 months before the month that you reach age 65, and it ends 3 months after your birthday. So really, really good idea to sign up right away, because Medicare Part B premiums will increase by 10% for each 12-month period you're eligible for benefits but did not enroll.
Right, and that's important. Now, Medicare, my parents did receive a letter in the mail, and they're pretty good about it, but just make a mental note about that. I mean, 3 months before you turn 65 or 3 months after.
Yep, very, very important. Mm-hmm. So the next age that's interesting is age 66. So it's when you know, there's a bunch of complicated things around this as they started to raise the retirement age that, depending on when you're born, will determine when you're eligible for certain Social Security benefits because they're basically raising the age when you could start to get Social Security. So younger people
We're living longer.
Right, we're living longer, so you have to start those benefits at an older age.
Right, and so then that brings us to age 67. This is the full retirement age. It is higher for younger workers. Eligibility is unreduced Social Security payments for workers born in 1960 or later, which begins at age 67.
Right. So then the next next age after that that's interesting, and you once again, in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the important ages for retirement planning. So at age 70, that's when Social Security payments will continue to grow by 8% per year for each year that you delayed claiming up until the age of 70.
That's interesting. So the longer you postpone.
Right. The better. More money you'll be able to get every month if you don't need that money yet.
Okay. And so then I guess this brings us to age 70 and a half. And, you know, why the half?
Right.
So, but here's why. The withdrawals from 401ks and IRAs become required after the age of 70 and a half. So if you don't withdraw the correct amount, you'll be required to pay a 50% excess tax on the amount that that should have been taken out. So that stinks.
Yes, and the reason they would do that is because you haven't paid tax on that money yet.
Right.
The government wants their piece of it, and now's the time.
Now.
You're 70 and a half. You have to start taking
your time
money
is up.
Out. So you don't want that money to go back to government,
no.
Especially with a 50%
tax. Oh, my
gosh,
no.
So
right.
Might as well start withdrawing it.
Yeah.
Much better idea. So it's interesting because as we look at this in the lending world, because you know I'm in the mortgage business and I'll say my NMLS number is 298-419. I'm a licensed loan originator. We deal with this a lot because here's a common scenario is that usually if somebody's taking, let's say, IRA distributions as an example, okay, we have to see to qualify their income that they've been taking those distributions for 2 years before we'd be able
time.
To count
That's
it.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Now here's where. If you have a lender that really understands the rules around this, it's pretty important. So, you know, just had one last week where somebody you got the original mortgage before the age of before retirement age.
Okay.
And they actually are 57 years old now. They've retired, and they wanted to get a mortgage, but they don't have enough retirement income to qualify. However, they do have a big 401k, but they haven't taken their first
distribution
yet. Mm-hmm. Well, we actually can take. If you set up to start taking regular distributions, as long as you have enough money in there to take those distributions for the next 3 years, then we can qualify you with that income now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Tammy, there's one other application of this that's pretty important. So we actually can do asset-based income, and this is pretty interesting. So if somebody has a really large retirement account, okay, if it's employment-related assets – so if they have employment-related asset would be something like a 401k as an employment-related asset. I can take that asset and divide it by 360, okay, and use that as their income.
Okay.
So if they're of retirement age, I would just be able to divide it by 360. If they're not of retirement age yet, then I would have to actually take the penalty minus the 30% for taxes. So it's a greatly reduced amount. But if somebody has, you know, let's just say a $1 million in assets, well, now all of a sudden we could count a pretty good portion of monthly income for them to be able to qualify.
Okay.
So pretty important. And that's,
yeah,
it's where you really have to have somebody that understands the rules around this that can protect you if you're looking for a mortgage.
Okay. So how does someone that might be wanting to downsize their house or refinance, how do they get a hold of you, Doug?
All right. So the best way to get a hold of us, you could reach out to me anytime at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG. You can shoot me a text message or you can call it and you'll leave a message and we'll set something up for a phone consultation or a face-to-face meeting if that's what you're looking for.
Right.
We will set it up right away for you. So
that's good.
You also can send a message on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So coming up, we are going to have special guest Lane Marr that's going to be talking about annuities, because this ties in really well to retirement planning and some of the things you need to know with very, very safe investments. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.